Good morning, everyone. Come on inside and take a seat. It's lovely to see you all. Before we do start today, we just have a little announcement today just to go through. Come on in. Come in. Take a seat. Good. All right. It's not going to happen right now, all right? What we're going to, once a year, we actually have to do an emergency evacuation practice, all right? And so that happens to be today. For those of you here last week, you had a warning that this was happening today. So immediately after church today, I'm just going to say, evacuation, evacuate now. Move out safely, do not run. Do not pick up anything along the way, just go straight out. All right. Now, you need to know where to go, all right? So if there was ever some problem up the front here, we'd all be going out through the front door, right? If there was something happening in the kitchen or in the hall out there, we'd evacuate out these doors here or out the side door there. Here I am thinking like the air hostess at the moment. Please be aware of your immediate closest exit, all right? It could be behind you, all right? But today, we're just going to go out the door out there when the time comes. Don't pick up anything on the way. Take what you've got with you, but don't stop to look at the mission table. Don't stop to, go straight out the front door to the emergency assembly point, which is right on the corner here of Civic and Bay Street. You'll see the sign. You walk up the steps, up the pathway, and we congregate just around that corner there. Because it's still COVID safe, we need to be mindful of social distancing as well at this time. So just don't all crowd up. Diane and Janice will help you to make sure that you're moving out quickly and safely out the door. We'll check on the kids to make sure that they're out as well. And Diane and myself and Janice will be the last three to leave. We'll make sure that the place is completely evacuated at that time. Are there any questions in regards to that at all? Oh, good. You might like just to look at that little and have a little laugh. If you can't see it, all right, the guy has put the life jacket that belongs to his wife on his golf clubs, all right? Okay. All right. And her excuse is for not leaving straight away is that she couldn't find a life jacket, all right? So move out quickly and safely at the end of church today. And then if you need to go home straight away after that, please feel free to do so. But we'd love you to come back and have some morning tea and continue the fellowship over morning tea together. Diane's going to lead us in our time of worship this morning. Thanks, Diane.
So good morning and welcome to church. A special welcome to those who are visiting us today or listening online. My name is Diane. Helping me in today's service are our musicians, Sam, Rosemary and Young Lan. Reading to us from the Bible will be Young Lan. Leading us in prayer is Rosemary. They've got a busy morning. And Trevor will bring our Bible teaching. We here at Abbotsford Anglican Church are a group of local people of all ages and backgrounds who have come to find meaning and purpose for life by living life God's way according to his word, the Bible. We invite you to know God with us. And Trevor's just going to briefly outline today's sermon.
Oh yeah, thanks Diane. Family is really important and we belong to two families really, being Christians. We belong to our earthly family, of which we were born into, and we belong to the church family, you and I. And so today, the Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 5 has instructions to Timothy and to church leaders and to all of us on how that we ought to respect one another within the family. And so there'll be more on that when we come to that time. Most of it I think we already know, but it's good to be reminded of.
Okay, our focus for mission this month is special religious education, which they call SRE, obviously. They love acronyms for most things these days. So if you'd be mindful of that, and at the end of the pews there will be these small envelopes if you feel moved to donate to that particular program that we run. Our sentence of scripture for today: do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. We're going to start with our first song. Please stand. Take a moment just to greet those people around you that you may not have had a chance to do yet. And Kids Church, they'll be moving out now as well. Please take a seat. Since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The Bible tells us not to hide our sins from God, our Heavenly Father, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart, so that we may be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. We ought to admit our sins to God at all times, and especially when we come together like this, to give thanks for the benefits we have received from him, to offer the praise that is due to him, to hear his holy word, and to ask him to supply whatever we need. So let us approach the throne of our gracious God with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, and pray together. Merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and desires of our own hearts and have broken your holy laws. We have left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who repent according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant, merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God desires that no one should perish, but that all should turn to Christ and live. We confess our sins in response to his call. God pardons those who humbly repent and truly believe the gospel. Therefore, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. I'll just prepare us for hearing God's word. Thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. Teach us through your word and equip us for every good work for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading this morning is from the first letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 5, verses 1 to 8. You can open your Bibles to page 1194, follow along on the screen, or it is in your news and notes.
Good morning. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn, first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. But the widow who lives for pleasure is dead, even while she lives. Give the people these instructions so that no one may be open to blame. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially for their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Pretty good photo, isn't it? That's all of you. See? Yeah, I think that was taken at David and Karen's farewell that we had at the end of last year. Our family worker amongst us, for those who are visiting us today or not aware of that. Let me pray. Gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, as Diane has prayed, for giving us the Bible. We're not left alone to come up with ideas about who you are, but you've told us who you are in Jesus and those who were there who saw him and heard him and wrote down what he said and did for us. Lord, help me to teach your word correctly today. These are familiar things that we're being taught today, but also they're important things for us to know, as anything from your word is. So please help me to teach your word correctly. And may we experience your Spirit guiding us into truth, and as prayed, able to apply it to our lives, seeing the value of being godly in our relationships, within our family, within the church, and within the world. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And well, you've heard the saying, and forgive me if I've repeated it a number of times as an illustration, but you can pick your friends, you're stuck with your relatives, all right? It's a funny... But today, in our passage that's before you today, and I hope you've got your Bibles open, or you've got the handout in the bulletin with the Bible reading there in front of you. It's only about 8 verses that are there we're going to be looking at. These 8 verses fall into Paul's first letter to Timothy. And so primarily, that letter was to Timothy as a church leader in understanding how to conduct himself as a leader within the church, within God's family. But the application is actually applicable to all of God's people within the church, not just to Timothy, the pastor of that congregation in Ephesus. And so even though we might read here things that are just originally were for Timothy and also for the church in Ephesus, it's meant for us to hear as well too. Family are very important, and by the very fact that we are born, we belong to a family. Some of you may not have many of your family members still around, siblings and brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, grandparents, children may have all gone to glory or passed away, and you might be on your own. Or you might be young enough to have both parents, grandparents and great-grandparents to be amongst you. But the very fact that we're born, we belong to a family. And it's the same too when we become a Christian. When you became a Christian, when you put your faith in Jesus and what he did for you on the cross, in rising from the dead, you became part of God's family. You become a child of God. And God is your heavenly Father. And within that family are brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers in the Lord. And past, present and future. And we will spend eternity with them forever. So look around and have a look at your sisters and brothers, mothers and fathers, and realise that, well, maybe you might be thinking, okay, I'll go home today, I won't see them for another week, we'll be spending a whole eternity together. But certainly with a lot more easiness to meet them together. Being a Christian is really a great responsibility. And I think sometimes we actually forget that being a Christian means that God has blessed us to be a blessing. One of the failures of God's people, the church, in Israel, in the Old Testament, was that it failed to be a blessing to the world around about them. They all got caught up in the knowledge of being blessed people and held so treasured onto their being blessed that they failed to see their need to bless one another and the world in which God had placed them in. And it was taken away from them, the land. And so as a Christian, you and I, we are blessed to be a blessing to each other and to the world in which we live. And primarily today's passage is one that tells us to be a blessing to one another, not only within our own families, but within the family of the church as well. We're not a great big congregation of hundreds of people. We're a small family here at Abbotsford. And in a way, that's kind of special, isn't it? Because we can get to know each one of us quite well over the years. Right? Can't believe that it's been 5 years since we first came and joined you here. And that's amazing how long that time actually has gone, how quickly it is. Come in, take a seat. And join the family as part of things too. It's a great responsibility to be a blessing. And the world actually is watching the church, whether they tell us or not. And if we're not being a blessing and being seen to be putting into practice what we believe, it's no wonder that we become irrelevant to the world. You know, well, what can they teach us? What can we learn that's good from them? But also, they're very quick to actually come back at us and say, you know, you're supposed to be setting an example of what godly living is meant to be, you know. And so when we fail they're quick to come down on us. And this is a reason that God gives, or Paul actually says to Timothy, and if you look there at verse 8, you see, or verse 7 it says, give the people these instructions, and it's not just these 8 verses, but the whole of his letter there, give the people these instructions. Why? So that no one may be open to blame. All right? No one may be open to blame. Because God wants people to hear the gospel. God wants people to know that he loves them, that he sent his son Jesus into the world to live the perfect life which we could not live, die for our sins, and rise from the dead to make us right with God, to give us peace as we've prayed for this morning. We are right with God. And God wants the world to know this. And he wants each one of us to be encouraged to keep on believing and living life God's way. And so it's important that we set a good example with God's help. And it's important that when we do fail, that we forgive and help each other to get back on track again and to live godly lives. We all know from the media over the many years of past the failure of church leaders and church lay people in the world sexually and morally, and how that has affected the overall ministry and mission of the church throughout the world in recent days. But it's not just modern history, it's history down through the days. And so Paul is giving these instructions here in the context of this. The way in which we relate to one another in our families, earthly, biological, nuclear, whatever makeup they are, and within the church family matters to God, and it matters to the world too, so that we are without blame, so that people can actually think, I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear what they have to say about the gospel and about how I can get right with God. And it's a wonderful message, isn't it, the gospel? You know that. The love of God for you in Christ Jesus. You are at peace with him. And they need to hear that as well too. And they really deep down will want to hear that. So this is the context of which Paul is instructing Timothy, and Timothy instructing the church. And so we firstly look at the first 3 verses in that chapter there. Look with me there. It starts off by talking to Timothy and saying to Timothy, firstly we think of it, Paul's talking to Timothy. He's talking to the church leader. He's talking to me in this point here. Firstly, all right, he says, do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters, with absolute purity. And I think that really goes without saying, there, the last little bits there, the younger women and sisters as absolute purity. And even though it's talking here about an older man, we can talk about being an older woman as well, I take it, harshly, how we relate to one another is important. If we have to correct one another, if they're older than us, and anyone older than us, we need to do that with great respect and with wisdom and with loving ways. Not being harsh in any way or thinking that we're more important than they are, but actually correcting or encouraging the older person, exhorting them, keeping on as if he were your father or your mother, all right? And that's how we relate to one another. So if there's anyone older than you here in this congregation, all right, they're your father or their mother in the Lord. And to relate to them as if they were your mother and were your father in that way, okay? The younger men in the church, if there are many of them, not many, then actually, or younger women, again, just to be able to say, to treat with them as brothers or as sisters with absolute purity in that relationships to them. We want to be able to live in harmony, and we also want to be able to live in a good and pure relationship with one another. The next thing is given here is give proper recognition to those widows who are really in need. And the really in need is spelled out in verse 5, that they're actually left alone. We do have in our congregation people who no longer have any siblings or children in their families, but they're on their own. And we need to be mindful of them and to care for them, be they women or men, widow or widowers, and being mindful of being able to look after them and to provide for their needs. If in those days, the widow found it really hard, if the man was gone from the relationship through death, then it was hard for the woman to actually look after themselves. But the widow then fell on the church's responsibility. And in Acts 6, we see that straight from the start, the deacons set apart to actually look after the widows in the church, to meet their needs. And the way in which we know of what is in verse 5 there, it says, the widow who is really in need and left alone puts her hope in God, looks for the help from their brothers and sisters in the Lord for help in that way, and pray that God will actually help us and encourage us to rise to the occasion and be a blessing to those who are without family, to care for them at this time, to do that in a gentle way and a respectful way. But also he points out that if there is a widow who doesn't want that and doesn't care for all of that, well, they're dead even while they live. In other words, I take it that simply means that they don't want any help. They just want to live their own lives in that way. Focus on the women, on the men, the widowers and the widows who need the help in that time. But in verse 4 it says here, it focuses then on the family. If a widow has children, or if a widow or widower, I would use a man in there as well, if a widow or widower has children or grandchildren, they should learn first of all to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family. Okay. This again, if you have a mother or a father or a grandfather or a grandmother, it's your responsibility, it's our responsibility to honour the fifth commandment, honour your father and mother, that it may go well with you. It pleases God. We have a responsibility to care for our parents and grandparents, to look after them and to love them. I'm kind of glad I've got a mother-in-law and a father-in-law as well to look after. And as we get older, we're sort of thinking about how to best care for them with all dignity, without being pushy in that relationship, but available to be a means of to be there and to help. We're thinking about that as we come to, long while off now, but in terms of our own retirement and where we live. Will we live close to mum and dad, or don't we live? What do we do? We're actually in the process of thinking about talking with them now already about that time when they want to stay in their own home and be there, and we need to think that through with them. But it's our responsibility with our siblings to look after them and care for them and to provide for them. And we would hope that our children would do the same as well too, by setting an example to our parents and grandparents. Paul then points out, give the people these instructions, again remembering the context, so that no one may be open to blame. Yes, there are people who aren't Christians who do this, and many do, and it's wonderful that they do, and they care for their family and care and relate to one another and in according to the scriptures here with absolute purity, treating one another with great respect. But the church, it should be without exception. It should be our obvious way in which we relate to one another, caring for one another within the family as well as within the church family here. There's many ways that we can continue to do that. And it'll be good for us to think and talk about that as to how we continue and are doing just that. One of the things that worried me when I was a young Christian many years ago was what I would be like as a father. Because some of you may not know that my parents died when I was very young, and dad when I was 7, and my mother when I was 17. And I often wondered what it would be like to be a father without having those images around there. And one of the best things that someone ever said to me was, model on God as your heavenly father, all right? And adopt all the mums and dads in your church, all right? and and see them as your mum and your dad and the Lord. And I would hope those who are older than me that I do treat you as a mother or a father in the Lord with great respect and honour in that way. And it always is wonderful to know that Jesus made this wonderful promise to the disciples and to all Christians in Mark chapter 10. When the disciples stood up to Jesus and said, "Hey, Jesus, you know, we've left everything to follow you. We feel ripped off a little bit, you know, having given up and following you and choosing life your way. What's in it for us?" We've left fathers and mothers to actually follow you. And Jesus reassured them in Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 30. "Truly I tell you," Jesus replied, "no one has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, mothers, children and fields, along with persecutions, difficult times, and in the age to come to share this in eternity. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Give the people these instructions so that no one may be open to blame." Heavenly Father, grant us the grace to so refresh our thinking, refresh our actions, that in our relating to one another from here this day, we may continue or renew our treating of respect for one another out of deep love for you and for one another, treating one another as truly mothers and fathers in the Lord and brothers and sisters in Christ. Help us to appreciate the family and to provide. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand and let us sing again, "Oh, the deep, deep love."
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. This is a song that some of you probably haven't heard. It is a newer one for some people. It's an older one for others. And it's a reminder of the love that Jesus has for us as our Heavenly Father, that all we need is his deep, deep love. So just listen as we go along, and it's the same through the whole song, so I'm sure you'll pick it up easily as we go.
Thank you. Remain standing as we say together what we believe. Together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
I'm going to go now into a time of prayer. So the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The set prayer for today is a prayer for families. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose Son Jesus Christ shared at Nazareth the life of an earthly home, bless our homes, we pray. Help parents to impart the knowledge of your love and children to respond with love and obedience. May our homes be blessed with peace and joy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, you have taught us that all our works without love are worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts the most excellent gift of love. Teach us to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that among the pressures and unpredictability of this life, our hearts may surely be fixed where true joys are to be found, and all our efforts and deeds will bring glory to you. Grant this through your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. God of the nations, whose sovereign rule brings justice and peace, have mercy on our broken and divided world. We pray especially today for the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia. We pray that this war will come to an abrupt end and that peoples will be able to live in peace and without fear. We pray for all who have been affected by the death of loved ones, injury, displacement from their homes, hunger and anxiety. Establish your peace in the hearts of all and banish from them the spirit that makes for war. And we pray that all races and people may learn to live as members of one family and in obedience to your laws through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gracious Lord, grant to our governments and all who serve in public life wisdom and skill, imagination and energy. Protect them from corruption and the temptation to serve themselves. Help us all to commit ourselves to the common good, that our land may be a secure home for all its peoples. We bring before you the Indigenous people of Australia, mindful of NAIDOC Week. we acknowledge the history that has damaged the relationship between them and the later arrivals to this land. Thank you for the steps that have been taken on the journey towards reconciliation. Deepen this process among us. Guide national and community leaders to speak the truth in love, to seek justice with mercy, and to care for those who are disadvantaged. Strengthen Indigenous church leaders to shepherd your flock faithfully, and strengthen all Indigenous and non-Indigenous believers grace to demonstrate the new family you are making in Christ out of people from every nation, tribe, language, and people. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We praise you, great God, as the source of all truth, and we come before you knowing that to fear you is the beginning of wisdom. Strengthen us to love you with all our mind, as well as with our heart and strength. We pray that in our schools, colleges, universities, and other places of learning, truth and wisdom may be pursued, prized, and celebrated. Give all special religious education teachers a desire to serve you and share the love you have for them with the children they teach. Give to them clarity of word and thought and a genuine care for the children. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give the children a love of learning about you. Bless all Anglican school chaplains as they mentor, guide, and nurture students in their care. Help them to persevere through often difficult circumstances as they care for the welfare of the students in distress and grief. Bless all teachers and students' cooperation, fairness, and above all, a recognition that the world we all study and live in is created, sustained, and redeemed by you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we end this time of prayer, will you join me? Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care and guide us in justice and truth. Let your way be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Send out your light and truth that we may tell of your saving works. Hear our prayers, O Lord, for we put our trust in you.
Just to keep abreast of what's going on in the church, I remind you again that inside your news and notes on the right-hand page are the diary dates. So keep mindful of the things in there, and a reminder of the parish prayer meeting tomorrow night at from 7 till 8 in the foyer, just to start off the month well. Thank you for your kindness in giving to this church, either through online offertory or in the box at the back. After church today, if anyone's needing personal private prayer, Tony and Manette will be on these seats at the front here just to share that time with you, so please make use of that if you have the need. At the back of the church on the right, the table on my right, your left, your right as you're leaving, is a rosters sheet. We've got to start to think about the next few months and what you might be unavailable for. But at the bottom of the sheet, you'll notice there are the different service areas that we have, like welcoming and morning tea and things. If your name's on there and you really don't feel that that's something you can do anymore, always feel free to just cross your name off that so that you're not put back in. And similarly, if there's some activity there that you'd like to be part of, add your name, and that gives Janice a chance to add you into the roster. Any questions about any of those roles, please speak to her after the service and she'll clarify any questions you have. So I ask you to look at that. Trevor.
With the beginning of the month, also there comes a time where all the new magazines come out. And so as you leave, you'll get a Southern Cross. And on the back table also is the Anglican Aid information. And also up the back is the Voice of the Martyrs too. Some really good information on the mission table. Just for those who came in a little bit later today or didn't remember, at the end of today's service, after the last song, and we say, go in peace to love and serve the Lord, we're having a practice evacuation. And the emergency assembly point is at the corner of Bay Street and Civic Street. Follow everybody else out. Please, after we've told you all these things, to look at the table and do all of these things, don't do them. Come back in, have some morning tea, and come back in and then have a look at them at that time. All right?
And keep mindful of COVID. Yes, up you come.
Once again, thank you for all your prayer. I'm getting a bit emotional. The update is I now have a new property to go to, just for those who, because I realised I haven't kept everybody in the loop. So this week is trying to settle dates for moving and et cetera and making sure everything's fine. And my last Sunday with my family here will be the 16th of July, which is only a couple of weeks away. So I wish to thank you all for all the prayers and for continuing on with this journey with me. It's been much appreciated. God has a wonderful family here. And I've been here a while, so it's kind of mixed emotions. And I do really thank you from the bottom of my heart, the way you've cared for me in every stage of my life here and every part of being in this family. And just to let you know, okay, thank you very much. And you can thank God and praise God for all that he's done.
Thanks, Tina. Thanks, Tina. We're going to miss you. Okay, before we go out for morning tea, before our evacuation practice, we're going to stand and sing one more song. And thank goodness some things don't change. You never change, God doesn't change, and that's what our song's going to be about.
Thank you.
verse for today. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give of ourselves to your service and live this week in love to one another and to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Please, would you evacuate the building immediately? Move safely and quickly, but do not run.